One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 5. It already happened, and if you were there or weren't there, you can check it out on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean. We had Dwayne Duke, Matt Farkas, Ray Roberts, Jamie Horton doing some Muzak, and Sean told some jokes. Go check it out on one of the three things I just said. I'll say them again for you. It's Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher. Now enjoy show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Dude, we're back. We're back. Do you know any cool songs that say we're back?
No.
Not off the top of your head.
Next.
Name one.
Next.
How you been, dude? It's been so long. I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah. You've been a real stranger. It's like someone kidnapped you and held you for ransom. I haven't seen you.
We're actually podcasting from a new studio location.
Yeah, it's called Studio Four Nuts.
Ford Nuts? Ford? Like the car Ford?
No, like Four Nuts in this studio.
Oh, because we both have two balls.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird? This is when I'm like, I only have one.
And you just revealed that?
Yep.
What about all those times you tried to put your nuts in my eyes?
Nut. <It's> singular.
Those two. I remember them.
Yeah, we moved in together. And that's why the hatred will flow through this podcast even harder. So if you enjoy us bickering and bitching, get ready. All right, so let's jump off with some news. Pacific Rim 2, Maelstrom, reportedly on indefinite hold.
It's called Maelstrom?
Like M-A-E-L?
Like a storm of dudes?
No, M-A-E-L.
Oh, male.
M-A-E-L? Is that what I said? Yeah.
Male.
Yeah, do you know what male means?
Nope.
Neither do I.
Should have looked that up.
Like, is it like chain mail?
Dropping your ball.
Is it like chain mail?
No, that's M-A-I-L.
Oh. Like regular mail?
No, it's just part of the word, I think.
I don't think that's right.
Chain M-A-U-L?
How do you feel about Pacific Rim 2, and are you excited?
I feel very strongly like I don't know what it's going to be like.
Robots fighting giant monsters.
How's
spoilers.
That? They closed the vagina in the bottom of the ocean.
I'm sure another vagina will pop open.
They always do.
Guillermo del Toro does those movies, right?
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro does do those.
Yeah. I hope that he concentrates less on the bullshit plots and more on robots punching things in the face.
It's been my experience that every big robot movie has to have some really shitty humans dragging it down.
Yeah, speaking of robot movies, I read something that Michael Bay is undecided on Transformers 5. That's insane, there's that many. But is doing an animated spinoff.
I mean, I guess if he's animating humans, they may be better.
No. I mean, like,
just them by themselves,
humans? But I think it's animated, so there's no, like, real
shots.
That's
what I mean. Maybe animating people will be better off for
him. I doubt that highly.
How can it get any worse?
CGI? I don't know.
I like Shia.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea is Bryan Singer's next movie. The guy does X-Men.
Okay.
Why are they doing that again?
Since when?
I don't know. It's a book, right?
They already did it. it's a book.
They've made it.
Jules Verne, but then also I think the movie was from like the fucking 50s.
Nah, it's way older than that.
No,
I'm pretty sure that it's older than that.
Look it up.
I'm going to. I'm trying to vamp while I do it. 20,000. I think I spelled 20,000 wrong.
If your vamping wasn't so turdish, I'd say continue while you hunt.
I just can't type and talk. There's 1954 film. See,
wow,
all these.
Did
fucking,
I say 1950s?
That's when you said the book came out.
No, I said the movie.
Oh,
book was written way before that.
Because
Jules Verne's was good and dead.
Star Trek Beyond Relief.
You're like, I'm moving on from my stupidity.
Just sweep that under the rug.
Lift your shield, bro. Just listen to me when I speak.
Yeah, I will. I'll try. But, I mean, I guess it'll be cool with the squid.
Yeah.
That'll look cool.
Yeah, but submarines. I mean,
that's the only part that I'm looking forward to. Do you know the storyline of that? They just go real deep and then the squid attacks them, right?
Yeah, it's all about, like, being underwater. No, I don't know it.
Okay,
well.
Yeah, right on. Star Trek Beyond release date moved back 2 weeks, but I don't care because they've got a release date. I think they're already shooting it,
too. 2 fucking weeks, huh? What am I supposed to do in the interim?
I don't know. Watch the other Star Trek movies.
Oh, man, that'll take
I just watched Into Darkness again. That movie fucking rocks.
You like that?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's fun.
How long has Marvel's Peter Parker been Spider-Man in the new cinematic universe?
Too long.
No, they're actually like when in Civil War, he's gonna have already existed as a hero, which I like. They're not doing another reboot of his fucking, he's bit by a spider while he's taking photos.
Oh, so he's already there.
He just exists. And I heard that Tony Stark's gonna help him make his suit.
Oh, that's good. Because
have you seen the suit that they've been posting? It's like a hoodie and like jeans and then like almost like a ski hood with like goggles. That's like his outfit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat too, because that makes it more like grounded in a, like a, I don't know, like a real world. Yeah, grounded in reality, to where like it's not just like, oh yeah, I made this really expensive suit out of this fucking crazy shit that no one's heard of. Gambit movie loses director.
Do you type in comic book news?
Oh no, hold on, I got some other shit. King, all right, Kong, Skull Island, Godzilla franchise connection explained. I'm not gonna explain the connection, but did you hear about this?
Connection fucked.
The next Godzilla movie is supposed to be King Kong versus Gojira.
Gojira is the size of the building that King Kong climbs.
How's
that a fight?
I don't know, maybe they're just gonna make him.
King Kong's like 20 feet tall, Godzilla's like 400.
Well, maybe they'll make a Super King Kong to fight him.
Oh, Super Kong. He's been drinking that radio water, too.
Dude, Super Kong sounds sick.
Super Kong. And he's got technoid arms and legs like a robot.
Yeah. Didn't they do like a Godzilla that was a robot?
Mechazilla?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robozilla?
I think Mechagodzilla, that's what it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see that.
Well, you don't need to make robot Godzilla. He's already tight enough to fight.
Pacific Rim. Godzilla crossover.
I think Godzilla's head shits bigger than King Kong.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. You've never seen him.
I never really thought about that. The fact that the size of him. Yeah, because he climbs the Empire State Building and Godzilla was towering over the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Walks right over it.
I wonder how they're going to do that. Box office prediction: Maze Runner, Scorch Trials versus Black Mass. Who do you think's winning?
I hate you so much.
You don't like my news voice? I've been working on it all morning.
Who's winning? I don't know. The one I've heard of, The Maze Runner.
You haven't heard of Black Mass? It's the new Johnny Depp movie where he's like, he has like a bald spot, the sunglasses, and he's like the gangster dude.
Oh, I thought you said Black Mask.
Mass.
Oh, Black Mass, I hope.
I think Black Mass will take it, but I'm stoked for the Scorch Trials. I'm going to get into a weekly recommendation real quick. I watched The Maze Runner for the first time all the way through. Loved it.
Loved it.
I had a blast with it. I was like, I want to read these books. I know what happens in the first one, but I want to read these books.
If you're a horse, I can predict your fucking winnings.
Yeah. Of course you like that shitty little teeny bopper movie about fucking CGI.
Enjoy that tween adventure.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I first started watching, I was like, oh, this is going to be really shitty. It's going to be like Percy Jackson, which I also
And then you were like, that dude with the resting bitch face is real mean. Yeah, I know it. I know it.
His eyebrows are so angry.
He's got weird caveman, like, lump eyes.
Yeah, like a Cro-Mag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got hit with a bat one too many times.
One too many. But yeah, I think Scorch Trials, I don't know how well Maze Runner did at the box office. I felt like it didn't do that well, but...
Apparently it did, because they're getting a big old fat second one.
Well, there's three in the book series. There's actually five. There's two prequels, and then there's the three, like the trilogy of the Maze Runner. The first one, the Maze Runner, obviously, then Scorch Trials, and I think it's like the Cure of Death or some shit like that.
Because
you know how it's like a disease-ridden planet. You saw Maze Runner, right?
Vaguely.
I honestly skimmed it
like a pamphlet.
Because like, I was watching it, and I was like, this is going to be like Hunger Games and Lord of the Flies.
It was like Lord of the Flies meets sort of...
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games with robots and stuff.
Yeah, I like the creatures in it, too. They looked really cool.
Yeah.
And, I felt like the code is probably a way bigger part in the book than it was in the movie, the code in it. You remember when they're going... Like, they have the different sectors. In Maze Runner, basically, like, these kids just pop up out of, like, in the middle of, like, this field with these gigantic walls around them. And,
In the middle of a maze?
Yeah. You fucking prick. but they go out, and then the three maze runners, they run it, and they like see where the maze goes, but it changes every time. But they found out that there's like a pattern to it. Like certain sectors open up and shit like that. And then to get into the place, you have to remember the sector code of the actual like pattern. And that's what it's like. It's like remember like code pattern or some shit. Like that was like the tagline for the book. So I feel like that part was way bigger in the books than it was in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But I really enjoyed it, and I'm stoked to see Scorch Trials.
I'm pumped.
I'll probably see it in theaters. Are you going to?
No. I'm probably going to go see it in 3D.
No, you're going to go see Black Mass.
3D.
You're going to see Black Mass in 3D. That's probably a good one in 3D.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that one's a real hot mess in 3D.
Charlie's Angels reboot.
Shut up. Be done. Be done.
You don't like that?
I got a movie coming for you.
What?
I got Steven Spielberg producing and Christopher Nolan directing an Akira
trilogy.
But
a 3-part trilogy?
Yes.
As opposed to the 2-part trilogy.
Oh man, I fucked that up. Put a quarter in the dumb bucket for Donnie. Gosh.
Mary Poppins sequel. No, go ahead.
Fuck it, eh? Scooby-Doo reboot.
No, go ahead. Talk about Akira.
I really don't know what to say other than if they can't live up to the like absurdly violent, ultra-violent Neo-Tokyo like film noir styling of that film and those mangas, it's going to be a fucking hot turd because the American people don't really know Akira.
No.
But once you get a fucking taste of that goodness, once you get it in you, once it's lusciously rubbing you,
wow,
you can't stop.
Now, I heard that it's kind of about a kid that gets secret power, like superpowers, and then like gets angry and starts killing a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, that's probably the cheapest description of that film, but it does have to do with a boy getting fucking telekinetic powers.
Mm. Oh, so kind of like Chronicle.
Times a million power wise.
Okay, so he's like Goku.
Like city blowing up. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's like fucking stopping tank shells and throwing them and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. But originally, he's just a fucking like 15-year-old punk who rides around on motorcycles, fucking gets in gang
fights.
How does
he have his license?
They're punks. They don't. It's like Neo Tokyo.
He stole them?
They've already been like nuked. It's a fucking shit town. It's like ridden.
Does this take place after
Fat
Boy?
It looks like Blade Runner kind of town.
Take place after Fat Boy hit him? That was in Tokyo.
Wow.
That was Hiroshima, right?
Yeah, we're in Tokyo.
Nagasaki's, where's that?
It's in Japan.
Japan. Tokyo's in Japan, though. That's a little island. I'm surprised that whole thing
doesn't
get
fucked.
There's
a lot of islands. All right, listen. I know you're not a history
teacher or
geography
major, so I'm going
to let it slide. You know that's where Godzilla came from?
You know that's where Godzilla came from? There's some fucking history.
Ever heard of samurai?
But yeah, so how do you feel about the Mary Poppins sequel?
I thought you were kidding.
No, that's a real thing.
Oh, well, I'm gonna take you down to my toilet and show you how much I care about it.
Give me a swirly. No, it's from the director. It's being developed by with the director from Into the Woods, which I tried watching, and what a pile of dog shit that was.
Well, better hold your fingers and hope that this one's a better pile of turds.
I don't like musicals, I found out. I know you do, so you'd probably be really... Did you like Into the Woods?
Not really.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah.
They sang the whole time. It wasn't even like parts of it. Like, you know, like a Disney movie.
I'd rather watch Les Mis. And that doesn't really pick up till the end.
I heard Les Mis sucked a fat cock.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
What?
You're just exploding on mic.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've had a lot of coffee.
Yeah, you have.
Had a
I
lot
tried
of
to calm you down.
I can't. My heart's going to explode.
I can't.
You hear about Incredibles 2?
Fuck. Nope.
Really? That's, I mean,
I did enjoy Incredibles. It's a well-made film.
You got fat.
And it's original.
Yeah, insanely original, yeah. About superheroes. It's a family. Fantastic Four.
I mean, but really good. Original. But good. Kind of good, though. Like, good powers and, like, good people and funny.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really insane. I downloaded the first one to watch it again.
You mean not so Fantastic Four?
No, yeah, that's what we called it. I heard that at the end of Star Wars, they're going to do a Marvel-esque, tie-in for Rogue One. And people are really mad. They're like, you can't do that. It's fucking Star Wars, man. Stop trying to Marvel it up, Disney.
I mean, yeah, leave Marvel out of Star Wars.
Everyone's
for sure, dude.
So angry about
there's
everything.
There's so much. Like, there's one that's kind of cool, Marvel. Then there's the shit, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Don't go and put your little dingleberries on my shiny piece of diamond.
So you don't want them to?
No.
Why? You get to see a little extra.
What? A little extra? I don't need it in Marvel movies.
Why?
Because I can wait. I'm a human being. I can just hold off until the zenith of all films.
That's the dumbest fucking thing. So you're like, no, I wouldn't want to see a teaser at the end of a sick movie that's probably going to be sick as well.
It's totally unrelated to the movie I just saw.
No, yeah. It's going to be. It's in the same universe, dickhole.
What are you talking about?
Rogue One. They're not putting a Marvel fucking teaser at the end of it. They're putting Rogue One at the end of it.
And at the end of what?
Star Wars Episode 7, you fuck!
Oh, I thought you meant a Marvel movie was going to have a Rogue One.
I said a Marvel-esque thing at the end of it. God!
Oh, you totally messed me up when you said Marvel-esque. I was like, what Marvel movie is he babbling about?
You just stopped listening at Marvel. I was like, Marvel, you're like, turn off.
Oh, this is going swimmingly.
It is. Ridley Scott on Prometheus 2, production start date, Fassbender confirmed. So his head's going to be in the second one.
Wow.
Isn't that right? Is that how the first one ended? She was like, come on, David. And he's like, I'm a head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's like, I'll help it.
Well, yeah, he can probably.
We can get there.
He can. Oh, I wonder if she'll integrate him into like the computer where he's like the ship talking, kind of like Hal.
Cortana. From Halo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't play Halo.
No, but Hal's really a better reference than I made.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
welcome.
I'm just better at things.
No,
than
you're
you.
You're the worst. But let's continue.
All right, I got one more. Two more. Power Rangers movie to begin filming in January 2016 in Vancouver. I can't believe this is happening.
Rated R?
I hope no. It's gonna be rated like.
It should be rated R, shouldn't it?
It's probably gonna be rated PG-13.
The fans are now adults.
Yeah, but that show's continued on.
Nah. Not for me, man.
They keep showing the original. Remember the first movie they made with Ivan News?
Yeah.
They keep showing that photo with like White Ranger, red and pink right behind him, like that kind of like V shape.
Yeah.
They keep showing that as the thing. So I'm pretty sure they're like going with like Billy, Jason, Kimberly, and the other. I can't remember the other ones.
Who? Who else? Tommy.
Well, yeah, he was the White Ranger.
Go Power Ranger.
Mew Muddy Muffin Power Rangers. That
I don't
song's
know the
fucking
rest.
Sick. That's
I don't
about
know the rest
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bang, wee, go, go. Yeah, that fucking song rocks. I hope they put that in the movie. Blade Runner 2.
Well, that's a heated. We're going to talk about some Philip K. Dick, but I mean, that one was one of the most monumental on-takings of his. And I don't know. I hope
Philip
they
K.
do
Dick's
it well.
Doing Blade Runner 2?
Hope they do it. No, he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, he wrote it. Yeah.
He wrote it.
So do you know who's directing the second one?
No idea whatsoever, but it better be someone real good.
It said that they're respecting Ridley Scott's legacy, which
real
is odd
good.
That they didn't try to respect the guy that wrote it, Philip K. Dick.
I mean, you should just because it's all your content already written for you.
Denis Villeneuve, he did Prisoners and Enemy. I haven't seen Prisoners or Enemy, but I know you've seen Prisoners.
Right.
Did it look good?
Prisoners, what?
It's the director that did Prisoners and Enemy.
I've seen Prisoners.
Yeah, did it look good?
Did Prisoners look good?
That's what
visually?
I asked. God, how, no, audially.
I don't know what you mean by did Prisoners look good. It's a fucking
was,
film
was
that
it
has...
shot well?
For a fucking film about a few people, yeah.
So, do you think it's a...
Apples and oranges, retard. Apples and oranges. Really, did it look good? Oh, it was about a dad and, like, fucking, like, a couple people.
I was
it.
Just wondering if he had the visionary eye.
Do you think the guy who did No Country for Old Men would be really good at making Toy Story 4?
Yeah, probably.
It makes no sense.
Wait, didn't they ever make a Toy Story 4?
No, I don't think so. I think there's three of those bitches.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on. You're probably right.
Nah, I'm stupid.
Oh, they're making an Assassin's Creed movie. That's weird.
Oh, it's your authority.
That's weird to me. Yeah, isn't it like you're like part of this like future like thing? Like you always like walk into that weird computer room that's all white and like you're clicking on
the
shit.
Animus.
How do you explain that?
The Animus.
I don't get. Is that what it's called?
It's about a descendant, like an ancestor of an ancient fucking guy that was an assassin, and you go into his DNA like thought streams and replay them, and then you come back out, and then people are like, "We saw what you did. Thanks for solving that, like, riddle for us." And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's why you have to eavesdrop on everybody and shit like that. You kind of have to, like,
yeah,
replay
man.
Through it.
Like, and you can, like, desynchronize by going out of areas because, like, your fucking memory bubble is, withering.
Oh,
all
yeah.
All kinds of stupid shit. Like, huh. It's, like, it's stupid, but... All
right. Well, that brings it into, we're going to land this old news plane. Hop off and hop on the weekly recommendations and rejections.
Hey, what about my news?
Oh, go! You said you didn't have any.
No, I was earlier.
Oh, my bad.
Jeez, dude, you took 48 minutes to do that. Talking about every PG movie ever made or not made yet. You want to hear something hard?
Prometheus 2.
Want to hear something hard?
What?
Dude, I got some fucking dudes right here for you. This just in. News update.
Go ahead.
I was going to do it once you stop the beeps.
No, no, you talk over the beeps. Ready?
This just in. Hundreds of bunnies invade Langley, Washington.
Fuck off. That can't be news.
Seriously, it's happening.
We're doing current events?
And, listen, yeah.
I hate you. That's
because,
not...
listen.
What? It was on TV. That's a visual medium.
No, no, no. They ate the whole... They ate the whole football field. They ate all the films in the film museum.
No, they didn't.
They've eaten every TV remote in the town.
You're reporting fake news now. Did they really eat the football
field,
though?
I'm just elaborating on it in my own opinion.
Did they really eat the football field?
They ate the football field.
That's
kind of
crazy. They're kind of like Bane.
Dude, they're bad. They're Bane bunnies.
Bane bunnies.
They're bad, dude. There's like hundreds, and they're all like chilling in this one town.
Such a lovely, lovely singing voice.
God.
I hope one of them said that. I doubt it, though.
Bunnies.
They can't talk, so no.
not that kind of mammal, dumbass. That's all of my news.
Well, thank you for that.
I didn't want to waste people's time.
Yeah, I don't mind. Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I've also been listening to the book on tape.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. I'm not going to lie. Those books are way more in-depth than the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it turns out that way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dune's got a lot more to it than the film shows.
Which is insane, because there's a lot to that film.
Yeah.
But Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, I enjoyed it. I think, when do you think it starts taking
off?
When
that vampire,
Prisoner of Azkaban?
I like when that wizard guy dies.
Dumbledore?
No.
Seriously?
Wait, which one did you watch? Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, that's when
he dies.
The vampire boy dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a pretty sad part, and like that's pretty heavy duty scene in the grave there.
No,
when he like raises him like Lazarus.
Yeah. Also, like his dad, like they're on they come back to the field, like the maze where they were searching for the Goblet of Fire, which turned out to be a portkey, and that's what took them to the grave site.
Oh, you're Baltimore talking about the corny part where his dad's like, "Where are you, Harry?"
No, no, no. Like it all goes like silent, and it's like that weird, like he's like, "Listen, listen," and then everything goes quiet, and like Harry's just screaming. I was like, "This is sick."
Well, this is sick.
It was a good part.
It's a good part.
You liked Prisoner of Azkaban the best, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just listened to that book, and that was fucking awesome. That was really good.
It's
I've been
good
going
shit.
Through all the Harry Potter books. Dude, you know how fucking thick that last one is? Deathly Hallows?
It's a big one.
Jesus Christ. It's like three of the first ones.
Big.
That's going to be a long listen. But yeah, recommended. Go ahead.
Okay. I watched Up in the Air.
What's that?
It's a movie with Vera Farmiga
is
and
that the sequel to
George
Up?
Clooney. Nope.
Is it the prequel?
Neither. Okay. Totally unrelated. It's about people who fly for a living.
Squirrel.
In planes. And then, shut. the dog? Is that what you were
Doug,
doing?
Doug, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Doug. I love, yeah, good.
Do you want some toys while I talk?
Yeah, might as well.
Play around with those, get you a bottle.
Yeah, I got this.
Jeez.
I got my bottle right here.
Trying to say a sentence. You do have a bottle. It literally is a squeezy Gatorade bottle that you put to your mouth like, got it. It got on my lips.
Squirrel. All right, good.
It's a good movie. You get to see her butt. It looks nice. You get to see him kind of just being George Clooney cool the whole time.
Yeah, he's kind of got that like Robert Downey Jr. about him.
Yeah.
Even Gravity, too.
Yeah.
Like he was very
he's never
swab.
Not cool, really, except Batman.
Oh, that was rough.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I saw that. I give it like a 7.5 out of 10 because it's kind of a very dry sort of.
So that's a recommend.
Story. Yeah, I guess.
Okay,
it's on Netflix if you're bored.
Speaking of Netflix, I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Michael Bay's
finest
moment.
I saw they
moment.
Posted that on Netflix, and I was like, "How long will that take to take a viewing?"
Have you watched it?
I saw it when I like earlier when I down. I don't know when did I did. I did see it.
Yeah,
because I remember like the rooftop fight with the guy with the knives.
Shredder.
Ah, barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird, man. Like
mean,
the whole thing.
You
like,
mean Mecha Shredder?
Yeah, I was. Well, I mean, I'm cool with that. I mean, he's got to put a robot in fucking in the movie sometime. But
yeah,
it's weird. It looks awesome, and some of the turtles, I'm like, they nailed it. But like for most of the movie, it's like this sucks.
Yeah,
I don't understand why he cast Megan Fox. She's awful.
Mm-mm.
Will Arnett was cool. There was one weird part. She calls from a payphone, and he looks at his cell phone. And he goes, O'Neill. but she called from a payphone. And I was like, well, that's weird. How would he know that?
Calling again from your whore payphone.
Yeah, I've gotten this number before. She's back in the subway. But yeah, and how they made it like her dad like invented the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Like she was like playing with them and like giving them
pizza.
She
knew when they were kids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fucking weird. Like I don't understand why they have to tie everything together to make it like, oh, she's got way more stake in this.
People are such simpletons.
Yeah. But look at the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I mean, like she just kind of found them. She wasn't like, oh my God, my dad was a scientist who, and I saw these little turtles and they both had all these little colored dots that matched their masks.
Yeah. But they were like better at defining a character back then, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it is a Michael Bay movie.
Real lazy.
Also, if you notice, like everything has a lens flare to it in that flick.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's overly blue or overly green, and all of the fucking lights glare off the lens. I'm like, why would you do that?
Well,
I hate
added
it.
That.
Yeah, that was post.
That was some post.
That was
hard
some fucking hard post work.
Some hard post work.
My next
there.
One was Maze Runner, but I've already talked about
like
that. So you go
7 inches deep of post work.
TMNT. If you're like doing something like drawing or like listening to something else, just watch it. It looks pretty.
Yeah, just mute it.
There's some cool fights in it. Yeah, but it's weird. Like, Johnny Knoxville is the voice of Leonardo, which I didn't care for at all.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the dude that did Donatello's voice. I don't know who he was, but I thought he did a cool job. And the kid that was in Shameless that bangs the redheaded kid.
Yeah.
Mickey yeah. from Shameless, he plays Michelangelo, and I thought he did a really good job.
That's cool.
He's like, don't worry, it's just a mask. And then she faints. That part was funny.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
Oh, yeah.
Your turn.
I watched this movie called The Deadlands.
Yeah.
It's all about these like Aztec tribes. Or I guess, I don't know what they would be.
I think I walked in when you were watching that.
Yeah, I was watching it a bit.
Dan and Nick, you were over.
Kind of cannibalistic and tribe versus tribe shit. And
is it kind of like Apocalyptico?
Apocalypto.
Apocalypto?
Not Apocalyptico.
Hold on. There's an edit point. Apocalypto. I'm
kidding. Wow, really? You had me hold for that?
I was kidding. Go ahead.
It was pretty good. It was not as much as I expected. I was expecting like this sort of cannibal Holocaust gore fest and this like really rough fighting movie, but it had about the violence, like half the violence of like a movie like The Patriot or Braveheart.
Came out in 2014.
Yeah. Magnet film. That's why I was kind of like, oh dang, it's gonna be raw as fuck.
And was it?
It was. It had raw parts. It had some cool dialogue.
Did they speak English?
No, luckily.
So it was all subtitled.
Yeah.
Wow. Right on.
Fantastic dialogue. Yeah. Fantastic dialogue. I'm watching Narcos mm-hmm. as well on Netflix, series about Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
And all the Spanish is spoken in Spanish. They're not just. Hey, when are we going to get him?
Pablo, do you want another bump?
Yeah, that's not what... Like, I like that it's subtitled because it sounds more authentic than...
Yeah, and also you can get away with really cheesy stuff when you subtitle it because, like, it doesn't come across as, like, something shitty that someone wouldn't say. I don't know. I can read a comic and get away with, like, really dumb shit. Like, let's get out of here. I'm like... Because I'll read it my own way. Now, some asshole says it on screen. I'm like, that... It was so bad.
I know.
So I think that it's better to... And you also, like, lose some shit when you try to translate it and, like, match it to mouths and all that type of stuff.
Too. Yeah.
I watched Avengers Age of Ultron. Rocked
it out.
It was so good. That movie's
it
a lot of fun.
Rocked.
That movie's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, highly recommend it. What do you got?
I also got Masters of the Universe.
Holy shit, I watched that too. What a pile of dog shit.
Man, that was a good movie.
Wow, it wasn't.
Man, oh man.
No, dude. Honestly though.
Dude. I don't know what you're talking about, but Skeletor was looking raw, bro.
Skeletor was actually the...
Looking raw.
That was a great part of the movie. I really don't understand...
He looked fantastic.
...why they had to go to Earth.
None whatsoever.
There was
no
need for
whatsoever.
It. And also, He-Man shot a gun about 90% of the time.
Oh, dude. Dolph was like, hand me those laser pistols. Mm. I need them. Anything with projectiles, I will be shooting in this film.
Yeah, I didn't like that. They should have stayed on fucking... Where are they from?
Oh, it's like Altamira.
Grayskull?
Something like that. Well, Grayskull's like the place.
Eternia,
yeah.
Yeah. But Grayskull is like
Ultimadia.
Grayskull is like where they're from, because he's like, by the power of Grayskull or some shit, right?
I thought that was like an area that they wanted to control.
Yeah. Eternia was the land.
He who's in Grayskull like has the power.
Yeah, I think that's where like the interdimensional door was.
It's probably like where
had...
like a sweet throne and like chicken is and like different veggies and chicks that want you.
Mead.
Yeah, mead and different sort of like sweet swords.
Would you recommend Masters of the Universe?
Old wood. Yeah. Yeah, you I really, really would.
You wouldn't.
80s classic.
There's parts in it you're like, this is sweet. And there's parts in it you're like, this is
there's
dog
a little goblin guy in it.
Yeah, that
I forget his name, Wark or something
but it,
like that.
But it replaced like Orko or whatever the fucking thing's name. Remember that little floating guy that had no legs and just eyeballs and that O on his shirt? Yeah. Replaced him, I believe.
Replaced him.
And the fucking, what was up with the synthesizer?
It was all about the music.
Yo, check like out this tune.
The universe is made of music.
Yeah.
Was the whole theme of their little portal.
Which I will give them credit for because Close Encounters.
I mean,
that's
dude,
how they
it's universal, bro.
Yeah.
But like, not with those stupid 80s synths.
No, not at all.
All right, moving on.
I started watching Peaky Blinders. Got through the first season. Fucking love it. Great show. It's a Netflix original, I believe, right?
Sure is. Yeah, I think, yeah.
And I also started watching Sopranos for the first time.
For real?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's fucking rad. It's really good.
That is a thick, good show.
Yeah,
dude.
There's like, what, like 80-some episodes or some shit like that?
Oh, it's good.
Because there's like 10 seasons, 9 seasons?
8, I think.
8 seasons, and there's 10 apiece. So yeah, that would make sense.
You can add.
Fuck yourself.
Get yourself a soft cookie.
All right. But yeah, I enjoy both those shows. I've been looking for a show that I can watch on my own, like when I just have some downtime, like an hour or so, I can't watch a whole movie.
Yeah.
And me and Elena now have something that we can watch to where we don't have to be like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. Let's look through all of Netflix and not find anything and then watch fucking Snapped or some shit like that. Now we have Peaky Blinders just a bam go-to, which is really nice. I suggest that for any couple if you're looking
for... Oh, so you and her are going to like continually watch each episode and learn it together. And...
Peaky Blinders, yeah, but I wanted something for myself. That's why I started watching Sopranos.
Oh, man. Dude, enjoy.
Yeah, I will. It's so far so good. I'm only on episode 2 of the first season.
If you watch Sopranos, then The Wire, you'll probably be a cooler person.
Probably.
You'll probably be a cooler person.
Yeah, I heard The Wire is really good, but it doesn't take off till like season 3, which is a long time to get
into. Either way,
a show.
Dude, you're gaining, you're building characters.
Yeah, no, I really dig Sopranos, though. Fucking, it's rad. Do you have more?
I have one more.
I have 3.
Jeez. We're going to punch through those, right?
Yeah, we'll punch them right in the face.
It's a movie with Kristen Wiig and, I always forget his name. Bill Hader.
Skeleton Twins.
The Skeleton Twins, yeah. Really cool. Really.
How was that? I heard
really
about
cool
it.
Really cool in terms of like, I relate to their. They're both sad people.
Yeah, it's like, is it like a dramedy?
It is, but the drama takes over the comedy because the themes are all
so like funny
suicide
people?
Related.
Oh, not yeah. like funny people.
No,
a little like, darker than funny.
Nope,
people.
Like
Click
attempting suicide and like what it is to deal with suicide. But it's funny at the same time because they're both great and funny. But yeah. Great. So,
yeah,
good
I need to check that. I downloaded it a while ago. I saw it and I was like, oh, Bill Hader, fucking Kristen Wiig.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, sick. All right, so I saw St. Vincent. Fucking loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray crushes. That little kid's incredible, too. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it. I don't think that's on Netflix, but you can find it on the internet. Also saw Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Love that fucking flick. Yeah, that bitch is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. Affleck crushed, I felt.
I knew you did.
I love Affleck.
What were you wearing when you watched it?
Me?
Silk boxers?
Yeah, well, no boxers, so I could just jerk off, you know?
As soon as he popped on there.
Yeah, just, ooh.
With his depressed, like, no emotion fucking dad face.
Well, no, but he was also
he's
a piece
like,
of
sorry.
He's a piece of shit, though.
Yeah.
And then she's more of a piece of shit.
And then they're just, yeah,
and
just
they're
nothing
just
but pieces of
pieces
shit.
Pieces of shit together, yeah.
Oh, it's a whole movie about horrible, shitty pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's really good. I highly recommend it. It's on HBO Go right now, and so is my last movie, The Judge.
The Judge.
Which, fucking Robert Downey Jr. And Vincent D'Onofrio, the chick that plays Norma Bates in Bates Motel.
Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, and then who's the old guy? Who's that old motherfucker?
Crypt Keeper? Yeah,
he's so fucking old.
I feel like a fucking dick for not knowing this.
Yeah, you look like one.
Thanks.
Robert Duvall?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like an idiot.
But yeah, The Judge is incredible. Really fucking good.
You know what the title of The Judge reminds me of? Judge Dredd. I am the law.
I'll let that one sit there.
Yep.
I'll pick it up now. Yeah, Judge Dredd fucking rocked. I like Dredd.
Oh, you thought I was going to do more?
Yeah.
Don't say I liked Dredd.
I like Dredd. You didn't?
Over Judge Dredd.
Have you seen Judge Dredd lately?
Have you?
That motherfucker takes off his helmet like the first 3 minutes. That character never reveals his face.
That's Stallone, dude.
Fuck Stallone. Fuck that movie. Judge Dredd is unwatchable now. When was the last time you saw it? Next week, Test of Tony. Boom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fucking sleep in your
like
bed.
It.
Sleep in your
like
bed.
It. Oh, oh I'll lift my shield and jerk off on you.
Oh, but yeah, and then we'll do in-depth on Dredd.
No!
I'm kidding.
We will not.
But Dredd is really good.
With Cersei Lannister taking her smoke drugs.
Dredd, yeah, what was it called? Slow-mo?
Slow-mo.
Yeah, and what was she called? Mama?
Yeah. Being Mama.
Fucking, that movie rocked. It was like a day in the life.
No, it was fantastic. It was really fun and fucking horribly violent.
Yeah, insanely violent.
It didn't do well because it was like so hard.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, so that was all my movies that I've seen. And I'm glad we got the Test of Tony out of the way for next week.
I'm glad we got over that mountain.
Now we're going to head into this week's Test of Tony. If you remember from last week, Tony watched The Mummy.
You mean last month?
Yeah, sorry. I was on vacation, then me and Tony moved. We did a lot
of
stuff.
And then Paul dragged his knees for a week.
I might have.
But I'm glad we're back because I was feeling a little cold without our listeners there for me.
I know. I wasn't. I don't need that kind of validation.
Wow. Don't listen to Paul, people. Mute it when he speaks.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so 1999's fucking epic, The Mummy, starring our favorite action star, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, when you say action, you think BF.
Following up George of the Jungle, we got... Oh, it's funny. It's like, if you like this, you might like Van Helsing or The Scorpion King, even though that was part of it.
Yep.
Anyways, go ahead. What were your feelings?
It's a worldwide blockbuster. Critically known, but not acclaimed.
Yeah.
The Mummy. The only good part about this production, the CG for the time.
Yeah, honestly, that fucking wave of sand with his mouth opening, the scarabs looked really cool. The scarabs fucked me up as a kid watching that movie. I loved that movie as a kid.
When he spins from dust to like turn into himself. Yeah, like there's a lot of parts of CG that you're like, when that was made, that is tough looking CG. Every other second of it is a big turd they dropped on Egypt.
Well, not
a big old turd. They just hopped right onto Egypt's eye.
Yeah, it's like, hey man, can we remake Indiana Jones? No, you can't. Okay, well, I got this movie with Indiana Jones in it, and he fights a mummy. It was Universal, right?
Who knows?
That's probably why they did it, because they own the Universal Monsters, like the Mummy.
It was probably Amblin, and it got him into bankruptcy.
No way.
I'm just kidding. Amblin sucks.
I'm looking for the Mummy. I'm trying to get
You know who I do like?
Who?
Oracle. I think Oracle made RoboCop.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm not good with like the production.
Neither am I. I know probably Bad said Robot. Two that don't exist.
No, Amblin does, definitely. That's Spielberg's, right?
I don't know.
That's the one with E.T. in the basket and the...
I don't know.
Fuck. That's Touchstone. I think it's Touchstone.
Nope, that's DreamWorks. I don't know. Who
cares?
Yeah,
the little kid fucking fishing on a moon.
Pixar. Whatever.
All right. Domestic total gross, $155 million. Production budget, $80 million, which is surprising for how much CGI they had in that movie.
Yeah.
And then worldwide, $415 million. I mean, the thing almost made $500 million.
I told you.
Genre, period adventure.
No shit.
That sounds awful. Welcome to the period adventure. It's like the fucking Shining when the elevator doors open. That's a period adventure.
Period adventure.
Yeah. And then like some guy comes out like on a water raft. Hold on to your hats.
Surf's up, Bruce.
Surf's up. That's way better than hold on to your hats. All right, go ahead.
Even Rachel Weisz and all of her ethereal beauty.
Yeah,
and
she was in Constantine.
Geez, why am I having so many brain farts today? The Fountain.
Most remembered from, though, Constantine.
Probably The Mummy.
Her work.
Seeing it got like $500 million.
Her work in Constantine, probably.
Her work in Constantine was just a real fucking paramount of fucking acting. Jeez.
I'm looking up Constantine's right now.
She did fantastic in The Fountain. And
yeah, she was really, she was fucking compelling as fuck in The Fountain. She was really good. Let's see.
Even her acting couldn't bring it.
Ooh.
Bring it to my level.
She acted kind of shitty.
Oh, dude, she didn't try either. I'm pretty sure she was probably drunk on set.
I feel like that was
a paycheck.
I feel like that was like direction. Like they're like, no, act bad.
Yeah, they're like, no, take it down. I said, just say these four words in this.
I mean, like that's how like the first three Star Wars felt too. They're like, no, act shitty, shitty. Stop trying to act shitty. Just be shitty.
Just do it shittier.
Yeah. Why don't you understand? Just be bad at it. Okay.
Please be shitty.
People don't watch these movies for acting. We have built-in nostalgia.
We have all the cool-looking stuff we need around you.
Constantine, $75 million domestic. It was a $100 million budget, so bombed. And but its foreign was $154, bringing it to a worldwide $230 million. So, I mean, it didn't do that bad. Made its money. It almost made its money back 2.5-fold.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm just happy for Constantine, man.
Let's just hold on to the mummy here because we're still out riding this wave.
Yeah, yeah. The sand
of
wave.
Period blood.
period adventure.
Sandy period blood.
Oh, that's the worst. Once you get it in, you just can't get it out, man.
Oh, it's like wet sandpaper on you.
All right.
I wrote, it's an acting black hole. Great CG for the time, but absolute shit now. Don't watch it.
Oh, you feel that CG didn't hold up.
Not now.
That's not like Jurassic Park.
No, I'm saying Jurassic Park CG still holds up, but it's also in a league of its own.
But isn't that fucked up? Because Jurassic Park was 5 years5 years before The Mummy.
Yes.
And that CGI holds up as if it was like King Kong, Peter Jackson's, comparatively to like The Mummy, which was 5 years later. I don't understand that. Like, were they like, well, I mean, we can, we just don't want to pay for it.
I think that's the case a lot.
Well, that's what they also had an $80 million budget.
Yeah, I mean, if you put The Mummy next to Avatar, it looks like a total fucking amateur job. But it's not. At the time, it was great.
Yeah.
But that's all I have to say about it. If TNT's airing this movie, I'd say put on PBS.
Guess how much the production budget was for Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
Just guess.
$100 million.
63.
Money went further back then.
Mummy was 80.
That's not much difference.
Yeah.
It's 5 year difference in inflation.
Oh, so you think that's about the same amount?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't like the way you're talking to me right now.
Maybe a
honestly.
Bit.
How much do you think Lost World was?
Oh, fuck. 120.
73. You're bad at this. Hold on. Let's see. Jurassic Park 3?
3.5.
The million?
Yeah.
93.
I was there. Way I had off. A 3. Fuck you.
Wow. They made a lot of money with those flicks.
Like, good observation. Well, Jurassic Parks were successful.
It's got to be like $2 billion.
Independence Day was a hit too, I think. I think they did good with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me check. I'll check.
Yeah, check it out because I heard some people saw that movie in the theater. They're like, I love it. And then I want to go see Armageddon too.
Yeah, Welcome to Earth. No, Armageddon came out when Deep Impact did.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to sleep, I just miss you, baby.
I don't miss a thing. I guess how much the budget was for Independence Day?
I don't know, $7 million.
75, you had a number right.
I'm all good on these numbers.
You're getting better.
Yeah, it's you're a crap. You're getting better. Yeah, go.
It made oh my God, $817 million.
Go ahead, get under the table and suck it. Okay. I told you.
God. That sounded fucking awful.
That was gross. That was really wet. It's like when I drool sip my, like, hey.
Yeah, like you do all the time.
Yeah.
I say Swenson's.
Well, I've been trying to practice my lines for girls.
Yikes. All right, so The Mummy, give me your...
Horrible dog shit. Give it a 3.
Wow.
I'd rather have broke this DVD in half and hacked my throat up.
Did you own the DVD?
No, but I'm just making a reference that was funny until you... asked for specifics.
And I punched holes in it.
Way to go, buddy.
All right, so do you want to hop into the movie of the week?
A Scanner, Darkly.
Yeah, I was pumped that we got to watch this. I haven't seen this in probably, I don't know, like 5 years, 6 years? When did it come out?
2006.
You got the DVD right here. We should do that. We should have the actual DVDs that we watch with us.
Yeah.
If only we had the money to do that.
Yeah, we don't have money like that.
Nope. So
this will be the one time it happens, man.
Go ahead. Read me the synopsis.
Do you really want me to read the DVD box to you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have it.
In a world.
Oh, do it. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I was really entertained.
I'm not doing that because that's not how the fucking previews go.
Yeah, try it.
What do you mean, try it? No, it's written weird. It's weird, dude. It says like, it says, what does the scanner see? Into the head, into the heart.
No, do it in your deep voice. What does the scanner see? Into the head, into the heart. Go ahead.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to go sleep. I just miss you.
From the novel by Philip K. Dick.
Fuck yeah. I'm in, dude. You just sold a fucking ticket.
All right, listen. It's all about Substance D, man. Yeah. 2006.
You're not going to read it.
Oh, you really want me to read this bitch?
In the voice.
Not in the fucking voice.
Come on, do a different voice. Do it in your,
Oh, this is a cool line. This is a cool line. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Do in your Hannibal voice.
Shut the fuck up.
Do in your Hannibal.
No!
Come on. Toughens your nipples, doesn't it?
Toughens your nipples, didn't it?
No.
Yeah, do it like that.
I don't want to do that.
All right.
I will read this one line, though.
Chris Walken.
No.
No.
Are you fucking done?
Will Smith in Independence Day.
Welcome to Earth.
That was a bad Will Smith.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm done.
All right.
No, I meant I'm done.
The podcast?
Turn it off. Turn it off. Shut up.
Burn books, you little dick.
The sci-fi legend whose works...
this fucking rocks.
I just fell off my chair.
All right, go ahead.
Fuck you. Dude, Philip K. Dick is the shit. He wrote the fucking... Well, these are the film adaptations from his books. There's different names for them. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is Blade Runner. Total Recall, Minority Report, A Scanner Darkly. Those are all Philip K. Dick books.
Minority Report?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He writes...
You know they're making a TV show
of that? Beautiful sci-fi. Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to go. I mean, it seems cool because they can make it... Because like, it's the Future Cop, right? Or the... What's it called? Future Murder?
What?
What's it called? Future Murder?
Oh, yeah. I forget what they call
Something
it.
Something like that. But, I mean, it's cool because it'll be probably like a procedural, but like, you know, they get the two balls from the fucking three little pale people, and then, they go off and fucking have their sweet planes.
Trust me, I saw it.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah, we did something on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I just want to put the DVD in front of your face
and read
the whole time.
No one else can see
read
that.
Read the whole time.
I saw that door slam on my face.
All right, so, I think it's a beautiful and faithful adaptation of one of Philip K. Dick's most personal novels. This film and this novel in general is his takes on his drug experiences and his losses in his life.
Oh, my God.
Phil at the end with chronic pancreatic damage is Philip K. Dick.
Dude, and you know what? That fucking broke my heart. That and the credits to this movie were fucking wrenching. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad because they dedicated it to a whole bunch of people that just like fucking died because of drugs.
Yeah.
And all right, go ahead. Just get into the movie. We'll talk about the credits afterwards.
So it's about this substance D that is, it's like a fucking plague.
They call it death, right?
Yeah. It's everywhere. Like, people can get it easily.
It's made out of a flower. Like, it's relative to... It seems like a narrative of, like, heroin. That's what it seemed like to me. Because, like, it's, like, poppy seed, you know, like, fields of it and shit like that. And there's fields of this, like, fucking...
Yeah. And it's rampant. Uh-huh. And it turns people into fucking monsters. And it slowly eats them away until they have no idea
who they are. It kind of just burns out their brain completely to where they just see, like, the... What are they called? Aphids? Those are the little bugs.
Yeah.
They see those, and then they just go insanely paranoid and all that type of shit. It's almost like meth mixed with ecstasy mixed with fucking heroin.
It's great. Robert Downey Jr., Keanu Reeves,
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder,
yep.
Rory Cochran.
Yep.
Fantastic fucking cast.
Was Rory Cochran Freck?
Freck, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, Rory's fucking hilarious. He's in Severance.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic digitally rotoscoped animation.
Yeah, now let's talk about this.
Gorgeous!
Yeah, but it has like almost like a Dr. Katz kind of like movement to it. Like mouths and eyeballs don't stay in the same like areas and shit like that.
I don't know what I haven't had the time to look into how or what that process is, but it took 18 months to do that and 23 days to film it.
Wow.
They filmed in 23.
Well, 18 think about how many
months
locations.
To edit and animate.
Yeah, their locations they didn't use like a ton.
No. It was a quick production in terms of like acting and filming.
Domestic total gross for this motherfucker? Guess how much?
Not much.
$5 million.
Yeah, they got a couple quarters.
$5 million and worldwide $7 million, which I can't believe this didn't do better foreignly.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they just didn't have a big...
oh, no, they marketing probably shit the bed on this.
I remember seeing commercials for this, though.
I mean, I don't.
You don't? I do.
No. I remember this box being eclectic. Like, I saw this box in the DVD case because it's all the TV screens with his friends, and it says A Scanner Darkly. But when I rented it, I didn't know what the fuck this was when I was younger.
It looks like it's
like I rented it right out of high school, and I was just like, oh shit, it's a new DVD, I'll rent it.
You know, sometimes when I type in budgets on Google, it gives me like the rounded up number of how much it made domestically.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's correct, but it says it was $6 million budget.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it was an independent flick.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Hugely independent because it's such a fucking unique form that the movie took, and the subject matter in general is one of those ones like Spun and like Requiem. Like,
yeah.
It's rough to try to make a movie that's based on like that downfall.
But the visuals in it are just fucking mind-blowing.
Absolutely. One of the prettiest looking films.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you have to watch it like two or three times to really get everything that's happening, because they're so cracked out and weird and have conversations that don't really push along the plot, just kind of showing the characters being
showing
insane.
Showing the decay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not one of those movies that you're like, oh, this is happening, now this is going to happen. No, it's more like you're just watching these people like lose their lives to this drug, basically.
And I love that fucking scene in the house I told you where it's decaying from family to fucking chaos, and he's like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Like, how does the scanner see me? Does it see me lightly or darkly?
And that's what's cool.
All that beautiful
like,
shit.
They do have like this, like, obviously there's like something that ties together for the whole movie, so you get an actual message to it. It's just not people going nuts. But yeah, his like remembrance of his family and showing like how he got there was really cool. The ending was fucking heartbreaking when he's in the fields and stuff. But yeah, it's a great flick. I was happy that we got to watch
it. Dude. It's one of those films that I'm like, oh, God, I could fucking watch Scanner Darkly again for sure.
Yeah, after I finished it, I was like, I mean, honestly, I could put this back on and like go to sleep to it every night. It's so cool looking. There's so many awesome parts in it and shit like that. The bike, I love that.
He's fucking wiggling the bike around.
He's like, I got this 18-speed bike for $50. He's like,
there's
wow.
There's only 15 gears man.
He's like, I'm counting nine. Yeah, look, six up here, three up here. And he's like, oh, God. And he says something like, I got gypsied or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you think happened to the other gears? He's like, well, they obviously took them off, didn't know what to do with them. Now there's just 8-9 orphan gears somewhere. He's like, we got to go save the orphan gears, man. Like, Woody Harrelson's fantastic in that movie. They make the silencer for the gun.
Yeah.
He's like, well, at least next time it'll work because we're all deaf.
Dude, it's fantastic. I remember when I saw that movie, I'm like, it's so fucking accurate because... I've seen people be like, oh, there's only six on the back and three on the front. Why is it an 18-speed bike?
Right.
Yeah.
That would be because each gear has the three selections, and those are the other gears.
Yeah, drive gears and then alternate gears.
Biking with Tony.
Let's build a mountain bike.
I think I'm going to call this episode Bane Bunnies.
Bane Bunnies sounds good, dude.
Yeah, all right.
Also, go see A Scanner Darkly.
Yeah,
dude.
Honestly.
It's in your best interest to see one of the most beautiful adaptations of a book out there.
I feel like it was on Netflix for a minute, but I don't think it is anymore.
I don't either, but luckily we have the DVD.
Yeah, you can also find it online, or you can probably get it on Xbox Video for like $2.
YouTube.
Honestly, yeah, that movie. Like, you're like, fuck it, let it through. Who cares? All right. So next week, what do you want to do? What's the movie of the week? We're doing Judge Dredd as the test of Tony,
obviously,
because you really fucking shat the bed saying you love that movie.
Yeah. Not gonna regret it.
No, that's a good test of Tony. Those are the ones that I tried to look for, like ones that you're like, oh, it's so good.
Dude,
and then you watch
know
it.
One I just thought of where it goes right with it
for
later down the line, Demolition Man.
Oh, that does hold up.
I don't know,
dude. Fucking
I don't know. Wesley Snipes.
What do I do with the three seashells? He doesn't know how to use the seashells.
I still don't know what that means.
No one does.
Does it mean you scoop poop out of your butt with a seashell?
I don't know. That's the joke of it.
Oh.
They never explain it either. Like,
I'm
that.
So dumb too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Paul.
Yeah, Tone.
Listen up. Turn your little ears on.
Mm-hmm.
I got some lists here.
Okay.
Do you want me to list some things I think we might want to watch
for movie of the week?
For movie of the week.
Yeah.
How about this one? I'm just gonna lay it out there for you. V for Vendetta.
Seen it.
Good for you. Do you need to see one you haven't seen?
Pass.
Pass. Worst friend ever.
Pass.
Let me find one that maybe you'll enjoy.
Pacific Rim.
Oh, fucking shut up.
Specific Rim.
Specific Rim. Coming to the Pacific Theaters this summer. Night Watch with Ewan McGregor.
I don't think I've seen that.
About him working in a morgue.
No, yeah, that sounds cool.
Fantastic. You're going to love it. Or hate it. Either way, it's old and
or
it's
hate
awesome.
It. Who knows? We'll find out next week. Here on I Can't Read.
Doesn't matter. Don't burn books. Blah, blah, blah.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.